Are you caught up on My Hero Academia yet?
No. You keep... Just don't even ask.
It's about to end!
Just don't even ask. Just don't even
ask. It's actually gone longer than I thought it was. I thought it was going to end like 3 episodes ago.
And
it keeps going on.
The only shows... I'm still like... I'm catching up on The Office.
Have you watched American Vandal yet? Stop rewatching shows and watch new shows.
I've never seen The Office.
What?
I know. Yeah, there it is. Yeah.
Jesus Christ. So... Okay,
did you know The Office is a really good show? Everyone should really watch it.
They're bringing it back apparently, which I'm not having hope for.
No, they should not do
Once Michael Scott leaves, just don't watch it anymore. Like, everyone's like, oh, it can still be good. It's not. Just don't.
Is that the last season?
No, there's seasons after he leaves.
But should I just stop after
that? Yeah, you should just stop. They're fine, but they never are nearly as good. Like the average goes down. It's still better than the average like television episode. But at that point, you might as well find something else new because, like, it's already so old. Like, it's the fact that you've seen so much of it now, and now it's just down to average television level. It's like, all right, well, I can't, like...
I'm going to say, I feel like he's not, like...
He's the show.
Yeah, I guess, yeah, I would say that. I would say that he is the show. Just like we are the show.
Yep.
Here at Power Cycle Podcast. Hello and welcome. I'm Jack Barron.
And I'm Mike Knowles. What is this?
This is the Power Cycle Podcast.
Good. I was really confused because you're usually like, hello and welcome to the Power Cycle Podcast.
Well, I thought
like,
I did that earlier.
Like, oh, no.
And then I realized I didn't.
Yeah.
Right after I did it. Like, right after, whatever. We're here.
We're good?
We made it.
All right, cool.
Episode 15.
I think actually it's 14 because of the thing we're not going to talk about.
I feel like I've said. It's
here
episode
we go.
15.
You need to watch American Vandal, by the way. That show's insane.
Yes. You told me. I think Mark was just watching it.
Oh, is he good?
Yeah.
Fuck. So none of my friends, even my field friends, have watched it. And it's like, this show's insane. How do I know you watched it? 14. Told you. This is the last one.
Oh.
Yep.
All right.
Cool.
I'm always off.
Yep.
But today we're going to talk about ourselves.
Oh, great.
I guess in a weird way, we are going to talk about ourselves because...
I don't know what's happening now. I'm really confused.
Because you're a gamer.
I'm waiting for him to bring out like the embarrassing photos from me at the Christmas
yes.
party. Like that's what I'm waiting on here.
Because...
I am a gamer girl, yes.
Yes,
you
are a gamer girl.
I am a gamer. Look at my titties. I'm a gamer girl.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
And I'm
also...
Give me Twitch donations. I'm also a gamer. Now, I was reading this article, and apparently... We're pretty toxic, according to this game designer, and his name is Charles Randall.
Who would say that? I'm going to fucking cut a bitch. Fucking cocksucker probably lives with his mom.
How's this guy? Yeah, what this guy faggot. Thinks he's so tough. He's a game designer? No, fuck you, dude. I know your job better than you do.
How dare you call us
How
fucking toxic?
You?
What is wrong with this guy? I'm going to go find him and put shit on his mother's
I've
doorstep.
Been playing games since I was 5. I think I know more than this man does.
I bet I could beat him in any game under the sun. He probably plays with, like, inverted controls like a fucking inbred. Like, how dare... Anyway, let's... Whatever. Tell him about how we're so toxic.
Clearly.
Please tell me.
Clearly this article is wrong. But he says... he said, a friend commented to him saying, I wish game developers were more candid about development. I can agree with that. Yeah, yeah.
Jack, can you give me the word candid in a sentence, please?
Candid. In the yearbook, they have a section called candid photos.
Nice.
Did I nail it?
I was really hoping you were just going to reread the sentence.
Oh, okay.
No, I mean, there was no wrong answer.
I'm like,
I wonder if he'll just give me the sentence.
Improv.
Ask him
never say no, say yes.
Yes,
and.
Did you see I was on an improv show?
Yes, I did see that.
I shared the picture.
So, yes, and that
yes.
relates
oh,
to this
I
article.
Oh, I wrapped the Funhouse shirt, too. I'm going to put that up somewhere here.
Oh, dude, there you go. That's perfect.
Yeah. They were like, they didn't know what it was, but they loved the shirt.
Always,
they loved the shirt.
You're always repping.
They were like, oh, my God, like, you were so good. It's like you're an actor or something. And I'm like,
did you say, no, I'm not?
And I was like, or something.
Yeah. Did you say, yes, and?
I did actually say yes, and earlier.
There you go. He said, I wish game developers were more candid about development. And he was surprised when the person who was being asked, Charles, said that they are, but only with people who are in the industry, not the people like us. Well, I guess we are.
That's literally the opposite of the definition of candid, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, like, I gotta look at this real quick. But
well,
like,
candid to me is like, they're very just kind of, it's like casual talk. Like,
okay, candid definition means truthful and straightforward or frank. So like, if you're a candid person, it means... I would assume that you always are candid. I don't think I call someone candid if they're selectively candid. that's just being shady.
Well, I think he's saying
that's being like a high school like girl.
I think he's saying like
it's like, oh, I like that top so much. What a fucking
like
bitch.
In a job interview, you're not very candid. You know, I think you're a candid person, but in a job interview, you're a bit more reserved. You know, you're like,
I don't think reserved is relatable to candid.
Well, no, it's like you wouldn't walk into a job interview and be like, oh, hi, I'm Mike, and I and just kind of talk about yourself willy-nilly. You'd be like,
okay, oh, sure.
Like, what do they want to hear?
The word reserved threw me off there.
Yeah, like, I shouldn't say, you know, that the Christmas party photos, you know.
Please don't talk about it. Hey, Temple Tonight, stop texting me. I don't give a shit about your bad show. Your bad show is bad.
Thanks, man.
Sorry. Are you still doing that?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay. So
I'm more sorry for the time you're wasting with them and not being here.
But he says he's not candid with people like us. Well, I guess we are.
People like us?
Yeah, what do you mean?
People like us? are you racist against white people?
No.
People like us?
people like us? What is this? Well, and that was the Power Cycle Podcast, everyone.
People like us? Really? Really?
But he says gamers are filled with anger about being
anger, anger filled with, who the fuck is this guy?
Yeah, I don't see his point. I don't know. I don't understand what examples he has of this. I really don't.
I don't even. Well, I'm gonna punch a bitch.
But he says forums and comment sections are full of Dunning-Kruger specialists who are just.
I don't know what any of those words are except for specialists.
I don't know Dunning-Kruger. I'm just reading the quote.
Sure,
who are just waiting for any reason to descend on actual developers. See any thread where some dumbass comments how easy.
Is that in
quote?
Is that in quotes? Dumbass comments.
Yeah.
I feel like okay, good. I was gonna say it should be.
Yeah. See any thread where some dumbass comments how
easy.
Oh. Some dumbass. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry.
There's no comma there. There should be a comma. How easy would
no,
it
no,
be?
No, wait, there isn't a comma?
There is not.
So he's saying the comments are dumbass. Like, the comments themselves are dumbass equivalent. It's not a dumbass writing a comment.
I thought
the comment, that's what I thought it was. See, that's where, you know, the disconnect is.
That is the point of this whole article. Is this,
yes.
Just to figure out who is actually.
Who's right? Kotaku, step up. Make things clearer, you know. You're quoting, but you can, you know, take some liberties.
The do it now of the day back in grammar school.
What? What?
You have those? The do it
First
now.
Of all, there's no grammar. Did you go to school just for grammar?
Well, no, I did like the grammar home. Like, they would like put a sentence up and it'd be wrong. You had to like fix it.
No, because I already, I guess we
didn't do that?
Just, knew how grammar works.
I don't
know what's going on.
Whatever. What I'm saying is.
Wow, you got like really deep there.
There is some dumbass comments.
Yes.
People saying how easy it would be to add multiplayer or change engines or.
I mean, when a company like the people who make Fortnite claim that it was an accident to do crossplay, you don't hold your contemporaries accountable for saying stupid shit that's obviously wrong. You kind of put that mentality forward that it must be easy to do these things, even though I know it's not.
Well, so do you think that gamers are toxic? Do you think that the culture that
I'm
we have...
I'm saying, you're going to call me fucking toxic? I'm a cut a bitch, all right?
Hey, yet again, another beautiful example of gamers are mature. On this edition of Gamers Can Control Their Emotions. But
I have an emotion lord. If you get that reference, please like and subscribe.
There we go. I don't. But I still like you.
It's just another show you probably haven't watched.
Oh, how rude. But
how rude. Actually, no, you have watched the show. It's from Bravest Warriors.
Oh, I've only watched like the cat bug parts. That's kind of like the extent that I have.
Keep talking.
Okay, but I can see where this guy is coming from.
Never knows. There's a hole like right above where I sit in this. It's like an actual hole.
That is pretty weird. I
can't see where it goes.
He's like
they could have just put a light there, maybe. I only actually have two lights in this room aside from the lights I have for shooting.
Next episode, we're gonna put a stick up there and see how far it goes.
Wait, did you see South Park? Have you been watching South Park this season?
No, I only watched South Park.
The first episode is like a whole, they're doing like, what's his face? Kenny? Kenny's dad's the one with the main dad in the show, right?
I don't really watch it.
Okay, well, anyway, the dad you see on all the promos is like black hair and the black mustache.
Yeah.
The guy, like the dad, he's doing like a home renovation show with his wife, I'm saying we should just like do that. We should just like, do a home renovation show in my apartment.
I think we could really nail that. I think that'd be a great, great actual.
You should actually just watch the episode. It's like really good parody of like just like home renovation shows.
You see the one of Cock Magic. That's also a classic one.
Oh, yeah. That's how I got in the South Park, actually. Yeah, that's they were like, it's a Magic the Gathering episode. I'm like, what? And like, I was just so impressed by how much like actual like Magic the Gathering stuff. It wasn't just right. It's like, this is an actual card. Like, yeah. Oh, my God. Like, that's cool.
But do you think that the culture that gamers are toxic, do you think that there is an openness where a developer can feel comfortable?
I think the fact that I just keep dodging the answers to this question should tell you what my answer is, because I'm trying not to potentially upset the alleged toxic people that may or may not exist in this community.
Well, that's true. I mean, we can't talk about it. I mean,
let's put it this way. Have you played Overwatch?
Well, yeah, sure.
I forget that. You haven't played PC Overwatch. If any of you have played PC Overwatch or League of Legends, you know the answer to this question.
I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with breaking down our company. We're part of it. I would say, speaking for me personally, I could understand. I mean, I've said things like changing engines is easy, or adding multiplayer is easy. Like
I like how that's what you think is toxic. I said some toxic things like, you should just change your engine. It's easy. Add multiplayer. Not Jew hater. You faggot.
No. Like, I mean, like there's that aspect.
There's no way we're getting ad revenue for this episode, by the way.
there's that aspect of the culture, you know, just the way we treat ourselves. But I think there's also
I'll have you know, I bought myself a milkshake this afternoon because I've been a good boy at my workouts.
Well, dude, no, they don't get a milkshake then. Just don't ever have a milkshake.
I have a cheat day this week. So that's my cheat day.
There you go. But that's what I'm saying. Like, to me, I don't think the way we treat other players in the community is one thing. The way we interact with each other, that's one discussion. But I think it's something to say where a developer says, I am not comfortable, you know, talking about my game, or, you know, telling you some information about it because of fear of what will happen if I tell you the wrong thing. Because he was saying how movies get announced years in advance. They can talk about movies all the time. But when it comes to games, if I come out there and I say, oh, it doesn't have A, B, C, or it doesn't have something, you all lose your minds.
I think that's the expectation of, like, standards, though. Like, I don't know. This feels like the Witcher book writer when he came out. I think we discussed this. But, like, I know a lot of people did. Like, when he came out and discussed how, like, games ruined his franchise or books, or like his books made the games or whatever, I think it's a guy who his point is valid, but he's coming from a skewed angle, or an angle that's very misinterpreted from like the reality of things. So like,
what you're saying,
so,
here,
okay, so like, for example, with that argument, so you can go on to that, but I just want to make this one
point. No, that's fine. Yeah
so with that argument, it's like, oh, if I come out and say that like a game in 2017 does not play in 60 frames per second, right?
Sure.
That's like a base thing, right? And then if I came out and said, hey guys, our movie is only showing at 480p.
Sure.
Would get mad. Like, there are standards for AAA games, at least. Like, if a AAA game developer said, this game is going to be only hit 30 frames per second, and a blockbuster summer movie was like, we're only going to air this in 480p. Like, they would be mad. Like, the standard is 1080p.
So, sure, I think there's mad, there's like, you don't give, you know, let's say like, you don't give, I think that's one thing. There's a reason to be upset about that. But I think what he's kind of getting into here is like, what if he, you know, comes out and then, you know, he says, okay, we're making,
is this a quote or you just
come out? I'm just
podcasting. All right, sure.
Yeah.
I'm just making,
you know, sure. What if he came out and say, you know, this new Assassin's Creed game, he's like, okay, we're going to, you know, take away Eagle Vision and add this new way of doing it, which I think they did. They changed it.
And, yeah,
you know,
okay, sure.
What if, you know, he announced that, he says, I'm proud of it. I want to do it. And then all of a sudden, you know, he gets all this hate mail, he gets all this stuff. Like, how dare you ruin the franchise?
Motherfucker! Okay, sure. That's a better example than, like, something that's, like,
a
production piece of the game. But okay, I think now I get what you're saying.
But I think that's what he's talking about, whereas, you know, he can't come forward with something that he wants to share, or he doesn't feel confident in the ability to make his product. It's kind of like, you know, I would never yell at, you know, Steven Spielberg if he decided to make a movie and he's like, I don't want to do it this way. Like, you know, I would never tell him he did it wrong. I would never say, you're doing it wrong, you're ruining the industry, you're the worst, like, you're yada, 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 yada. You know, I would never do that.
Most of the people who say that stuff aren't going to buy the game anyway. This is what it comes down to for me. It's like, a lot of these haters, like, sure, there's a lot of hardcore fans that get upset, but they're still going to buy the game. Like,
sure.
If not, then they're not actually hardcore fans. They're just, like, obsessed for some reason. And then the other people are people that were never going to buy. They're that upset, they probably were never going to buy the franchise anyway.
Sure.
Like, they're probably just, like, a fan of video games. And the game is already not a type of game they play. So they're just, like, anti-bias,
sure,
I guess.
But shouldn't we try as a community kind of
foster? Yeah. It doesn't mean we shouldn't be civil. I'm just saying that, like, the people he's mad about are people that don't matter. I'm trying to say something. Maybe not don't matter, but, like, they're not the people you actually need to be worrying about.
I mean, that's true, but, you know, he was speaking about here how a young, you know, 16-year-old
walked up. Yeah, give some examples, like some actual canon examples.
Well, no, he just said how a 16-year-old walked up to him, and he said, oh, he starts talking about how bad devs are because of a YouTuber he watched. So let's see. He's talking about how bad devs are because a YouTuber he was watching was talking about how they're getting greedier or bad engines, like stuff like that. So he's getting his information from people like us. You know, like, let's say we could very easily.
Yeah, I guess that's not even like.
Yeah. Like, I know my cousins go and get their info from YouTubers.
That's like, but that's a whole nother problem, I guess. I get what he's saying. Again, I think he's tackling or naming an issue incorrectly or from a lack of perspective, and that the argument he's making is valid. It's just not applicable to what he says he's arguing. Like, he's arguing for something that isn't what this article was, or at least what he claims is actually the problem. I don't think this is a toxicity with players towards developers is different from a lack of understanding. And also, like, going back to what he said about how he feels like he can't be candid, if, regardless of how he feels about being candid, if he was candid, then people wouldn't be able to call them greedy and stuff. Like, it's the lack of, and I agree, like, there's, like, for some reason, like, the game journalism is, like, such a, it's not even, like, real journalism for the most part, unfortunately. Like, there's a few people, like Casey Schreier? So whoever Schreier over at Kotaku, like, is really good news journalism. Like, most game journalism is, like, press release. Like, here's the press release. Like, there's no, like, no one, like it's don't leak anything. We're not going to tell anything. No insider trade. It's like everything news-related is approached as almost if it's insider trading information. And, like, it's just, like, not fun. And it's, like, it's regurgitating things. It isn't actually, like, reporting on stories for the most part.
Well, I think that's what's tough is, I think that's, I mean, I think that's what he's trying to get at is, you know, instead of, like, I know when I get movie news, I don't go to YouTube for it. I'll go on, like, IMDb, or I'll go on, usually I'll go to places.
I'm confused now with the argument. Keep going, but I'm confused with the argument is.
Well, I'm saying, so, like, I think what he's kind of getting at is with gaming is when I want gaming news, I'll go on a YouTube channel. I'll go to these people who are, like, they're reputable, like, they're people, but at the same time, they're also just kind of people who, you know,
they're fans.
Like, they get access to games. Like, they'll get review copies. Like, they'll get that access. But most of the time, they're not always, like, in the middle of it. They're not in the middle of that industry. And so what I'm saying is, like, so, like, these 13-year-olds will log on to YouTube, and there'll be some guy who will be like, you know, even people
like us.
Even like us. But, like, I think we're very moderate. Like, I think we're pretty moderate sometimes.
Right. We stick to facts.
Yeah.
We try. And we tell you when it's, or we make it very obvious when it's a joke.
Yeah. But I think there are some people who will look at a game and be like, this game is garbage, this game is crap, yada, yada, yada. They're ruining this thing that I like, and they get this completely different viewpoint. Whereas, you know, so maybe someone in the film industry would say, this is a movie, I don't like this movie, but I can respect this movie because it does ABC, because I have this knowledge of the industry and how movies work, and I can look at this objectively.
Right. Okay.
Whereas a YouTuber might just look at it from a purely emotional standpoint.
So I have three counterpoints to this.
Sure, go for it.
The first part is that if the problem is that YouTubers' opinions are being taken in as fact, this is not an issue that anyone can fix because it's a lack of self-thought, which is scary that we're raising people to not think for themselves.
True.
That's groupthink. That's groupthink mentality. That's not, like, actual opinions. That's not fostering your own opinions, your own knowledge. That's a whole another issue, so we can't tackle that. A second point of, like, counterproductive to this is that if we're removing that and we're saying that... Oh, okay, someone wants to make a meme. I was really confused what's happening. Second counterpoint to this is that if we're getting rid of that and we're saying the issue is people are believing what YouTubers think because YouTubers are giving the information, well, it's kind of a chicken and the egg scenario where if the game industry and publishers would just be more open about what's going on and let people have more access during development instead of being all hush-hush about things, then there'd be actual journalism happening and less speculation.
So do you think that, you know...
Like, so much emotion and speculation is fueled by the fact that you won't give us anything. You're very, like, you act like you're protecting the Coke recipe. Like, you know,
so,
like,
you know, movies have press tours. Like, they'll send the actors out.
Oh, yeah. Third point relating to movies, DC movies. Every DC movie as a Wonder Woman is reacted the same way as a video game, so you can't say that people don't react the same way to movies.
Oh, sure. I agree with that.
Like, you just can't.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Sorry.
But, you know, like, movies have, like, press tours. They'll send their actors out to do interviews. They'll send out trailers. They'll do all this stuff. Like, they'll put a lot of information about this movie and try and get as much information out there so people want to go see it. Now, do you think the gaming industry might need to send out their developers to sit down and talk with YouTubers, or even to talk with, you know, places like Kotaku, like, you know, just make a much bigger effort to be open and to sit down. So instead,
I think it's a lack of their candidness. I feel like they're blaming not being candid for the way we act, but we act the way we do because of years of them not being candid.
I'll tell you, I was much younger at the time, and so I don't know if it was always like this, but I remember back when, you know, G4 was a thing. That to me felt like the closest.
Oh, God, G4.
Like, that to me felt like the closest thing to, like, actual gaming journalism. Like, they would bring on developers, they would interview them while playing the game. Like, they would do all that effort and kind of take it very seriously. And when I was watching people take it seriously, then I took it seriously, which is kind of why I like watching. You know, like, Twitch streams of, like, you know, like, Major League MLG and stuff like that, like, these pro things, because people get dressed up.
Right,
like,
yeah.
The more serious they take it, you know, the more I go, okay, I should respect what's going on, because they're respecting what's going on. I think that's why I can agree with you is, you know, if you're giving your review copies of games to YouTubers, even if they have millions of followers, they're still just, you know, they're still people who are just, they're not really, you know, devoting their entire lives.
Yeah, and that's all you're doing, then you can't be mad when everything comes out of it is opinion.
Like, I don't know if there are people, like, I know I can't code a video game. I don't understand how to make a video game.
I only know, like, one person who does, and, like, I cannot wrap my hand
around it. I mean, would you say a lot of YouTubers know how to make a video game?
Nope.
Do you think that's also part of the problem, where is, you know...
I mean, that's every community. There's always people who are like, I'm a fan of this, and I'm so much a fan that I could do it better than they... Like, that's just a problem. Like,
but I think the issue is...
Like, how many times have you been watch a football game, you heard, like, your drunk uncle be like, oh, I could have made that touchdown. Like,
oh, yeah.
You know, like...
But at that same time...
It's in everything.
At that same time, there's SportsCenter, there's ESPN, there's all these other places where I go, okay, my uncle does not know what he's talking about. I can listen to his opinion and be like, okay, that's interesting. But I know that there are experts who are like, this is my life, is doing this. I played the game. I know the game. I coached. I know everything about this game. That's why I can sit down and talk about it. Whereas, you know, like, we talk about games, but I don't think, you know, I don't sit down and go, that code was wrong, or, you know, they could have built
this glitch could have easily been fixed.
Yeah, or like, oh, the engine doesn't run well.
I mean, I can tell you that whatever happened with Fortnite wasn't an accident. I can tell you, I know that much.
Sure.
I know that much.
Like, we talk about what we know, and I think the issue is games are very complicated.
Oh, I just realized we didn't even discuss that because of what happened last
week. Oh, yeah, yes.
Yeah. Jokes. I'm sure everyone that watches, though, is enough to know about Fortnite. If not, be in the description or the comments, I'll tell you about it.
That's what it is to me, is this idea of, you know, if there is no actual place where I can sit down and go, okay, this is the baseline. Like, I know that these people know what they're talking about, understand how everything works, and are giving me good information, then that's, I think, where this toxicity comes in, is because if the main person we're getting our information from is a YouTuber who just kind of gives out an opinion, even wrong or correct.
Because you're not giving them any information.
I mean, yeah. Like, I hope people come and listen to what we say, and they go, oh, that's very interesting, I like that. But I would never call myself the first and foremost authority on the subject. I would say, like, here are my thoughts. Like, take those and move them somewhere else. Mix them with yours. Mix them with others. And, like, create an opinion. But I think that's the issue, is if all the opinions we can only get are people like us who are kind of just like, we're fans and we're just going to talk about it, and that's all that matters, and the game developer says, hey, why don't you like our stuff? It's like, well, because you're not telling us what to like. If we don't get it and you're not telling us what there is to get, then we're just going to make it up in our heads.
Yeah, this piece reads like, oh, man, these guys are uncultured swine. And it's like,
yeah.
Well, I'm sorry that our fucking farmer won't feed us. Like, you know.
Like, I'm
sorry that us pigs are going out in the fields and hunting truffles by ourselves.
Like, I think he writes, like, no one wants to be, like, the next No Man's Sky.
Yeah, this guy, like, this just feels like the Witcher writer all over again. Where it's coming from a good place, but it's very misinformed, skewed, or off mark of what he thinks he's trying to do.
Yeah.
Per se.
I think he makes a valid. I think basically.
What I don't even think he makes a valid point because I think he gets really confused in here. I just think all this is coming from a good place, and if we could give him follow up questions to recorrect what he's saying, we could figure out what exactly he thinks. But everything in this, and I'm not saying this is like Kotaku's fault, obviously.
No, yeah.
But everything he's saying is like, it feels like every time we get to the next part, the fork splits. And then they split.
To me,
and
then it's they kind split. Of,
and then over and over and over.
How I view it is, to me, it's, okay, they're saying, oh, gamers are toxic because, you know, they take the information that we give, and then they're toxic to us. Well, to me, it's like, well, we can only react. Like, we're the reactors. Like, we only react to what
no,
you
No, we're
give
not.
Us.
We don't do that kind of content except for live streams.
No, that's, yes, you're
it's
right.
Very, I think it's a terrible culture of YouTubers, and most of you guys are fucking lazy assholes, and I hate most of you guys. I'll stand by that. Sorry, not sorry.
There you go.
There's like 1% of you guys that are, like, actually creative about how you do it. I really appreciate you guys because you reinvent the art form. I don't know if it's kind of an ASMR thing, but I hope you guys like that. But for the most part, if you're a React YouTuber, goddamn, do you just take all the ad revenue and views, and like most of you guys don't even link back to the original stuff. Just go fuck yourself, delete your channel.
Damn, that was Mike's.
I'm sorry, I take a stand on this though.
That was Mike's soapbox right there.
This right here, this is the hill I choose to die on.
This is the hill I choose. But so to me, like, we are the quote unquote reactors, cue soapbox again. But, you know, we can only...
I like even with my soapbox, I'm so shorter.
Yeah. Like, we can only respond to what is given to us. We can only, you know, if they give us no information, we have nothing to talk about. If they give us no more games, we have nothing to talk about. So, if they're saying you react badly to our information, try giving us different information. Try being a bit more open. Say, hey, here's how long it takes to build multiplayer. It takes, you know, 8 months to build multiplayer. And I go, oh, wow, you know what? I didn't know that. You know, maybe I can understand why something is DLC. You know, maybe I can understand why a season pass is something that's necessary. But what's happening is if you just give me a season pass, you just go, here it is, take it. I go, well, you're an asshole. You could have made this earlier. They go, oh, no. Yeah, no. Pay for it. No. And I go, well, no. Fuck you. I don't trust you. I'm not
saying. Is this the hell you're choosing to die on?
Yeah. But what I'm saying is if they come out and they go, okay, look, guys, we know $100 season pass. That's a whole lot of money. Like, but here's how it works. Like, this takes.
We make stuff and you give us money. That's like, how it works.
But they say, like, okay, like, this takes 8, 9, 10 months to create. Like, this is why. You know, that to me would be the difference. That to me would be like, oh, okay, do you want, maybe I will spend $100 now. Like, to me, just to go, like, you guys need to think
you
like what we give you and just buy it. Like, you know, that to me is where the real issue lies. And I think it's on both. But I think the issue is they have the power. I think they need to take that first step.
I think he's just making a lot of excuses.
But I think
this individual is.
I think it's definitely on both sides. I think gamers can be very toxic, especially with new. Like, I know I will rant about Mass Effect 3 all day and night about that ending, and I will. You know,
but here's the thing: you can objectively say, like, here's the thing, right? He's acting like those make or break everyone's opinions on games in general. But okay, I'm gonna ask you right now. Just be candid with me. Like, even though that ending was like very poorly written, the game is still a really good game, correct?
Of course, yeah. Cool.
And I'm pretty sure everyone would agree. Like, people say, oh, ruin the game. And it's like, okay, they're just being emotional. You know, if you ask Lee, calm it down, you're like, did it ruin the game or did it ruin the story? Like, well, it ruined the end of the story, which sucked for me because I liked the story, but it's still a good game. They would still say, like, it's a good game.
Like, I enjoyed every moment up until that point. Like that.
Right.
It didn't make me forget. Like, do I miss Mass Effect? Yes, I miss Mass Effect. I would love to play it again, but no, if that did leave a bad taste.
That's what
in my
I said until Andromeda came out. All right, there's a reason we stopped this.
Yeah, but as I'm saying is, you know, that there's as long as I think gamers do need to remain objective in looking at things, but I understand that, you know, with movies, like, I can see behind the scenes footage of every movie ever, and it's been, like, within minutes of it coming out. Like, movies are always throwing out bloopers, they're always throwing out stuff. Like, actors are always talking and doing all this stuff. Like, every other industry is very open, and I understand that, you know, maybe gamers are maybe different. Maybe they are that different. I don't think they are, because the people who like games, I love movies too. So, I mean, The issue is if a developer isn't giving us behind the scenes all the time, isn't like, this is what we're working on, here's how long it takes us. Like this, how about like for this new Battlefront 2 game? Like when Battlefront 1 came out, I was like, oh, those bastards, this game sucks. They could have come out and said, look, hey, Jack, see this one stormtrooper we made? I go, yeah. He goes, guess how long it take to build? And I go, an hour. He goes, no, it took 6 months. I might go, oh, wow, okay, you know what? I really didn't know that. You know, that's a bit different. Thank you for, like, telling me that. Instead of, like, $140, I go, fuck you. Like, why? You know, that's, like, that's where I'm, that's the difference is. I feel like he isn't hitting the fact that the information, he's mad that we're not reacting well to the information he's giving us. You know what I mean? Yeah, and I think that's, I do see your point there is, you know, give us better information. And right. That will go much, hopefully, if not, then it is on us, I think. Then at that point,
yeah,
it's our fault.
I think it's a given blow. But yeah. I think it's a good summation. Thank you, guy who basically ranted, and we then had to rant about his rantings.
Isn't life just one big rant of a madman? I don't know.
I'm seeing into all the eternity. I'm seeing into the fifth dimension.
It's like the 2001 Space Odyssey.
Like, God, I haven't watched that in like forever. That's a good. I should rewatch that.
Movie's classic.
You know, because I actually watch everything current. So like,
oh, whatever, Mike. Sorry, things. I'm watching The Office 15 years late. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, even my little brother watched it this summer. Like, he watched it before you, and he's been on this earth less than you have.
Well, that's
like,
true.
He legitimately couldn't even watch it the first time it was out. Like, or he could have, but he wouldn't have remembered any of it or understood any of it. But then he took the time to actually watch it the second he was able to.
Well, I'm sorry.
What does that say about you?
I'm sorry.
What does that say?
I'm uncultured. Sue me. Just put it on my chest.
He said it. He said it in the article.
Put it on my chest.
You uncultured swine. All right. Hey, Jack.
Sure.
So my topic today stems from a recent release that apparently, I forget what video this was in, but a game dev showed off some footage in a video. I think it was like, it was either about game development or about the Wii specifically.
How interesting.
There was a Pilot Wings game in development for the Wii.
Pilot Wings.
Mm-hmm.
And is that a game I should know? I feel like it should be. If you show me a picture, I might know.
All right. I should have known when I knew you didn't ever watch The Office.
Pilot Wings.
Pilot
game.
Wings.
This looks kind of familiar. Keep going.
It's from the SNES.
Pilot.
It's like one of the best classic games.
Click on that picture. Let me see. Wait, is that the one with the? That's not the one with the balloon guy, right? Like the from Smash Brothers, like the he has like the balloons on his thing.
That's not that Jack. One. Is it?
I don't
is
know.
Is it?
I don't know. You tell me.
Oh my God, Jack! I'm gonna show you some images. I'm gonna have you tell me what you think this game is. I can just like feel the audience crying.
I know. I never played Pilot Wings. Am I supposed to have played Pilot Wings? Did you play Pilot Wings?
I didn't even own an N64 and I played Pilot Wings.
I had an N64. I never played it.
Okay, regardless, it was this really good like fly sim,
sure,
like arcade game basically, with like missions and stuff. I think they actually in the Wii Sports Resort they had like a Pilot Wings-esque game.
Sure.
But anyway, so there was a Pilot Wings game in development for the Wii that was actually like an open world game. And my main discussion I want to make out of those is, what are some games that like never came out that you were excited for, or games you hope would have come out but didn't?
Oh my God!
Like either ones you know that like were definitely canned, or ones that you know were discussed or could have been a possibility based on the franchise.
Star Wars 1313 was canned.
Oh my God! Yes, let's start with that.
Okay. Heartbreaking.
So I mean like that game's technically coming back because isn't Insomniac or someone making one now that's like most the same team? Right, they're making like a first person. There was like a little brief. You talk about it. And I'll see if I can find this.
Yeah, there's the one with the guy walks outside or whatever.
Yeah,
and like the Millennium Falcon's like sitting there.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know if that's them or that might be BioWare.
It's BioWare.
That might be the best.
Regardless, so like it actually has like I think like an Uncharted writer is like writing the theme.
But there is an Insomniac Star Wars game. There is.
Is it okay? Cool. I knew I heard that somewhere.
I know there's a BioWare one and there is an Insomniac one.
So regardless, newer first person like modern age first person story Star Wars game.
Yes.
Yeah, because like.
Well, no, 1313 was, really... was third person. It was like.
No, not first person. Wait, did I say first person?
Yeah. It was like Uncharted.
Sorry.
Like.
What I meant, not first person, but like story driven, not like Battlefront. Like I meant like a story game, not like yeah. Sorry, first person was the wrong word. Thank you for getting me on that.
Yep, no problem.
But yeah, yeah, no, that's a fucking good one. Because, like, I love growing up fucking Star Wars Jedi Outcast. Jedi Knight 2.
Did you ever play Bounty Hunter?
Bounty Hunter was good.
It was good.
It was entertaining. I don't think actually it was a good game, but it was an entertaining game.
I remember,
Jedi Outcast 2 was, like, all the way up here. So, like, it was hard to top that.
Like, I remember watching 1313, and I was like, whoa, this is going to be, like, a cool game.
I was super down for
that. And then they were like, it was canceled. Yeah, I mean, there were a lot of Star Wars games. Like, Battlefront 3 was like that. That was, I mean.
Battlefront 3 is on my list of, like, of these games.
Okay, 1313's one. I heard a few I'm thinking about. I'm thinking of, like, older, like, because
it hasn't happened recently. You don't hear. Yeah. Oh, Scalebound. I was really excited for Scalebound.
I don't know. Yeah, I think I know. That was like.
It was the dinosaur one that was going to be an Xbox One exclusive, and they got canceled like earlier in the summer.
Right,
like,
yeah. Spring. There's that.
That game looked really stylistically cool for like a JRPG game.
I'm trying. There's one that's like. It's sitting in the back of my head, and it's like eating away. All right,
let's figure this out.
I'm trying to think.
System?
I don't know. Let me see if like.
Year?
Can I Google like games?
Time frame?
Games that were canceled?
Yeah, you can probably get canceled games. Most like just. Cancel games.
I know there's like one that's in my head and it's eating away at my soul. I don't know what it is.
This kind of doesn't count, I guess, but like World at War 2. Like if we made a Call of Duty sequel that was like, because we have multiple iterations of Modern Warfare, which
is this one you're talking about? Is this one?
That's
Scalebound. Yeah, so the first one's Scalebound. There it is.
I would have won like just like an upgraded version of World at War because that was like my favorite Call of Duty, I think.
Yeah, well, here we go. First one, the 1313. Yeah. See the Silent Hills.
How about you just give your own opinion instead of just reading?
Well, they're going to be like, yes, there it is. That's it. Rainbow Six Patriots.
Oh, right, because you fucking love Rainbow Six.
Oh, my God, that's it.
I forgot that was a game.
It was sitting there in the back of my head.
I forgot.
I watched that demo.
But wasn't Patriots just reworked into Siege? Wasn't that it? Or was it a different game?
Yeah, but is it Patriots? No.
I gotta remember. I'm going to read the Wikipedia for that one again because I forgot exactly what that game was marketed as. But because I'm not as big a fan as you are.
Yeah, oh, my God. Yeah, I loved the, that was... What was that? It might say what E3 it was. That was, what year was it? That was 2011. Wow, that was old. That's like 6 years ago.
It was canceled in 2014, though.
Yeah, I remember watching that, and I was like, this is going to be the best game ever. And then it never, and it just fell off the map.
Yeah, so they took the engine and redeveloped the engine into Siege. And it's likely due to the death of Tom Clancy.
Really?
As, like, the story writer, maybe, is something.
I do remember reading. They were saying how, like, they were in the midst of making it, and, like, no one liked it. They were like, this is...
Yeah, like, it kind of reminds me of, like, what I'm reading here and what I remember. It's the same thing. Oh, Titan. Project Titan from Blizzard that became Overwatch.
What was it before?
It was going to be Project Titan. It was going to be, like, an MMO first-person shooter that was, like, sci-fi. And they were, like... They spent, like... Oh, my God. I remember how many years. I got to look this up. Project Titan.
And it turned in.
No, they canned it. They just canned it and like, let's make a new game. Like, well, we like this character Tracer and like, I think that's Soldier design. They had like a few characters like, oh, yeah, we like these characters. Let's redesign these characters for a new game. Yeah, Blizzard's Titan was an MMO. It was... I'm looking for dates here.
Dates?
Yeah, I'm looking for dates. I'm looking at Wikipedia. I'm on an article right now. But yeah, like, so it was, yeah, it was a Blizzard Entertainment project. It was canceled in 2013. Speculation began happening in 2007. So, like, that's when we started the information that, like, Project Titan was a thing. Okay. And then it was canceled in 2013. The official announcement was made in 2014. And then the members were scrapped and started designing Overwatch.
Hmm. That's fascinating.
And Overwatch actually happened because of the success of Hearthstone, because Hearthstone was an internal, smaller project. This guy being like they were basically just, yeah, just make some ideas, like, and like, oh, well, we made a card game with the characters, and he just like made it for fun as an internal thing. And they're like, oh yeah, let's really do this. And then once that took off, they like the internal culture, allegedly, I'm speaking from like secondhand knowledge, is that the internal culture at Blizzard was like, oh yeah, we want you to refine ideas. So if you have a small idea, like make a prototype and show it to us. Like, we want to see it. And so like they were like, all right, well, what do we like right now? Like, oh, we like Team Fortress 2. We like the first person aspects with like kind of these like sci-fi MMOs characters because it was an MMO, not an RPG. I don't know why I thought it was an RPG, but I guess MMOs are also anyway. Regardless, they're like, oh yeah, well what else is hot? Like, oh, MOBAs are hot. Like, so like let's try to like make kind of like a MOBA thing. And so yeah, that's how spawned Overwatch.
Could you imagine a world without Overwatch? What a sad, sad world.
Yeah.
That would be.
God, we'd all be playing paladins.
Oh, yeah. God. That's horrifying. I remember, I was very young when this was announced. But the 6 days in Fallujah, where you like,
this one.
Follow- I got Game Informer. That's how I knew about it.
I also got Game Informer. I just probably don't remember. I just don't remember.
But I do remember like reading about it.
Jack, you don't understand. I have years of Game Informer under my bed at home in a drawer.
But it was going to be like a, well, Fallujah was like an actual, like I guess battle in real life.
Sure.
And so they're going to make like this very, like in depth, very.
Was
like,
it something in the Middle East?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it came out. Was it 2004? Like right.
Okay.
In the
yeah.
Midst,
so,
yeah.
Like, yeah. So it's one of those things where like, yeah, this is true because like I think there was gonna be a Call of Duty that was like before Modern Warfare. I think they were like Modern Warfare got a lot of hate because like should we be depicting the Middle East right now? It's like oh people are still in there and yada 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 because this is an art form, but it is an art form. But yeah, no. Anyway, you were saying.
I was thinking it was like this supposed to be like this very in depth, like very immersive. Game like third person shooter, like you're being this week, you like have to like pick out civilians and like maybe kill civilians, like this whole like
kind of like Spec Ops the Line, kind
of like a very, very like in depth, like very, very weird game. And then apparently, I guess it was just too controversial. They're like, no,
I get that there
because like a lot of people, like, a lot of people died in like Fallujah. I think they're gonna use like, they may even like, gonna use like real names of people, like they're gonna like try and like make it very, very realistic. And everyone's like, nah. And, like, it was all over the news, and so I watched this whole video on, like, the
history. Yeah, that's
crazy. Like, 6 days in Fallujah.
That's a good one.
And I just remember, I was, like, very young, I saw the article. I was like, wow, this would be a very cool game. It just never happened. I never read about it again. And then I was like, whoa, okay. And then it popped up on my, whatchamacallit, my YouTube, like, recommended. And then I was like, yeah. I was like, cool. I was like, this is on a... It's one of those weird games. It's just lost, like, time.
Yeah.
It just never happened.
That's a good
so.
All right, so any other ones come to mind?
I'm trying to think. Are there that many that are,
I think I ran through most of mine.
I don't know if there are that many that are canceled. I'm trying to think of, like... Well, I remember, like, when Ken Levine, like, shut down, like, most of Irrational Studios. Like, he has...
Oh, yeah, so my second part being, like, what are some games that, like... what are some games that, like, you wish would have got a sequel that didn't? So, like, obviously no one knew about the Pilot Wings sequel until now. But it's something everyone wanted, but it was never like, oh, we're working on this Pilot Wings game for Wii.
Things that I wish got a sequel. That's a tough one. That's really tough.
Yeah.
Maybe not
direct sequel, but like I don't know. Like it could even be like Final Fantasy. It's another Final Fantasy, but it's not the same characters. It's just
I wish Medal of Honor would kind of make a comeback.
Yeah. Like, Rising Sun was really good. I think that was the pinnacle, to be honest.
I mean, I still play Medal of Honor Airborne. I was like, this is the best. And then like the new ones came out, and I was like, oh guys, like what happened? Like why did we leave World War II? That was kind of like our shtick. Like why did we leave that behind? And because I felt like Medal of Honor, the new one, like when that came out, I think it came out like when Modern Warfare 2 was out. Like it missed. I feel like it missed the boat.
It came out like the it came out at the same time as something else. You tell me what year it was, and I'll tell you what Call of Duty came out.
Yeah, Medal of Honor. Let's see what the new one is. Here, EA, right?
It was
2010.
2010. So 2010, it would have competed with. This is Black Ops 2, so I'm thinking Modern Warfare 3.
Call of Duty Black Ops was 2010.
No, because this is 2011, unless this is... Oh, no, it is. That's the DLC, yeah. So it would have been Black Ops.
And Modern Warfare 2 was 2009.
Yeah.
I was saying, it missed the boat. Like, it completely...
Well, I think it was trying to compete with the Modern Warfare franchise.
That's what I'm saying. But, like, by that time, it was completely established. There's no one else who was, like, touching it.
Yeah, I thought the campaign was really good in it, though. I really liked the campaign for Medal of Honor. And I'll give you this. Medal of Honor had a way better, like, soundscape and, like, artistic design than Modern Warfare.
Oh, no, I remember, like, playing it.
Like, artistically, it was a much better game.
Like, I remember playing it, and it was good. I was like, this is nice, but I think it was
You're just already invested in Call of Duty at that point.
Yeah, it was just, like, to me, if it had come out first, I think that would have been a very different story. The issue was, it came out, like, not only was Modern Warfare fun, it was smooth, and, well, I don't know.
I have an answer. Keep going. I have an answer for that.
I think it was just very, it just completely flubbed it. I think it came out too late.
Okay, ready? New 007 game.
Oh
yeah!
My God!
Yeah.
Did you play like the ones like for 360 and stuff?
I played like almost every single one.
Oh really?
GoldenEye on the DS. There was one on the DS that one kid on my bus had. I think I've told a story before. But we'd all get on in the morning and we'd use the DS download to play, and it'd be 11 of us playing a fucking shooter on the way to school on the bus. It's the same level every time because it's
really
the DS
weird.
Download. Oh man, which one was that? I gotta find this one. 007 game DS. Yeah, God, new 007 game would be sweet. I think it's just GoldenEye 007 DS game. Is that just it? Yeah, it might just been GoldenEye 007. I was the one that owned it. But God, yeah, that was a good one. Another one I would have definitely been like interested in picking up or like seeing what they would have done with the franchise is Spyro, a newer Spyro game.
Okay, could Spyro even exist now?
I don't know. It might be the Banjo-Kazooie problem, I admit. But like I don't mean now. I mean like it's been gone for years now. Like I think they could have got one more. Like in the timeline where they kept releasing them, I think they could have got one more.
I think so. Yeah. I know thinking about now, like I couldn't imagine it like popping up. Like I think that'd be really weird if it was like, "Oh, hey, Spyro." Like,
Spyro's here, boys.
But oh, did you ever play the what was it? The like Teenage Mutant Ninja, the TMNT games like on the GameCube, like the four player like beat 'em up?
Oh, well, wait, was it the original GameCube games or was the arcade games ported the GameCube? So play the arcade games, the arcade cabinets.
No.
Okay, I didn't play the
game. It was games. Like based on the TV show.
Oh. I watched the TV show.
I'll say that's what not
one of the only good things four kids ever did.
I miss like that was a whole genre for a very short time.
What? Beat 'em ups? Like four player beat 'em ups or
yeah, like I remember there's like a string of them on like consoles, like the Nickelodeon Heroes one, there's like the TMNT one.
Why does
there's
that like, game suffer? Keep talking. Why is that game?
Oh yeah, you know, like the it's like Volcano Island. It's like Nickelodeon Volcano Island. It's a game. What's it called? Oh, Nickelodeon Volcano Island. Yeah.
Battle for Volcano Island?
Yes, Nicktoons Battle for Volcano Island!
I mean, it's got Danny Phantom on the cover, so I'm in. It's
Danny Phantom, Timmy Turner, SpongeBob. Who else? There's another one.
Oh, remember the SpongeBob games? Like the 3D SpongeBob games? Oh,
Battle for Bikini Bomb. Yep.
There's another one, too, I think. But yeah, those are pretty good.
Oh, the movie. It was the movie.
Like, Yeah. I played Battle. I don't think I played the movie.
The movie's pretty good. That's right, Battle for Bikini Bomb.
What are some actual games that we want sequels of? Because I don't think we want sequels of those.
Oh, actual?
Jedi Outcast, like Jedi Knight series game.
Yeah, a lot of them are going to be Star Wars stuff. I feel like that's, like, a lot of them are going to be...
I think a lot of them are. Oh, Jack and Daxter, new Jack and Daxter. That would absolutely still work today.
Fuck me, yeah, absolutely.
That would absolutely still work today.
That's a good one. I'm trying to think of all the games, like, in my head. There's, like, they're all, like, flooding in. I'm trying to think of all, like, the Xbox 360 games.
This is more of a personal one, but the Mega Man Battle Network series or Star Force series. Either of those. I loved Battle Network so much.
Oh, they were fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked those. They were good.
It was the only good like reincarnation of a Sega product ever.
Pajama Sam.
Why Throwback. Do I know this but can't remember?
Oh yeah,
it.
That is like some old stuff.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. No, wait, I got you. You ready for this one? You ready for this one?
I gotta say
guy?
Freddy and Luther.
Spy Fox.
What?
Yeah! I spent so many, and the games were so good because they weren't like self-generating, but it was the same game, but it would regenerate every time you started a new game. It there was like three different ways the game could play out, so like the missions would be different and the story would be slightly different, but it would just randomly choose which one when you started the new game.
I might
was a PC series.
I don't know if I did play Spy Fox. It looks familiar.
It's the same company as Pajama Sam.
I don't know if I owned it though. I do know it because I think
these games were great. These games are so good.
Dude, I don't know what they were. Like, were they for kids?
They were click adventure mystery puzzle games.
Like for kids?
Yeah, we should play some of these games.
Oh my god,
we should play some.
I think we found our niche, dude.
Yeah, we found.
I think we found
Pajama Sam. What's the fish? You know what I'm talking about? The yellow fish?
Yeah, Freddy and Luther.
Freddy and Luther, yeah, yeah. There we go.
Heck yeah, I know
that
Freddy.
That game scarred me, I think. I think that game scarred, one of the games scarred me.
How do you say?
I think it's this game.
Is it Freddy
Fish? Isn't there one where like it's like, really dark, right? There's like one that's like, one of these games is saying that was really dark.
Yeah, it's this one. You're probably thinking of
Yeah, there was a Freddy Fish game that like was like super dark, I think, right?
Is it the Hogfish Rustlers, the Briny Gulch?
That's really too specific, I don't know.
Because that's the one I played all the time.
I don't know.
Are these on Steam?
No, it wasn't Freddy Fish.
It wasn't Freddy Fish.
What was this game?
Was it? Putt travels through town.
I don't know what that is. No.
You don't know Putt? Oh
no,
God.
It was humans, I think.
Yeah, tune back
it
in.
It had to do it like an Aztec. They were in like an Aztec Mayan temple thing.
Look at this shit.
Oh, I know what that is. All right. That reminds me of something out of Jumpstart, which
tune
I played a lot of also. I played a lot of Jumpstart.
Turn into Yen for the next year and a half as we play through all of these games. Yeah, absolutely.
No, what was this game? My cousin, I want to call my cousin right now and be like, yo, what was this game? Because he had it. It was another click around, like, adventure game.
I can't think of anything. I know Pajama Sam, Putt-Putt, Freddy Fish, Aztec, Spy Fox.
Click adventure game. While I'm looking for this, you should actually talk about, like, games that are real that you actually want sequels to.
No, I'm dead up. I'll play Pajama Sam tomorrow. Absolutely. But I'm trying to think. Oh, did you ever play Combat Arms? I played that all elementary school. That's, there it is. Is it still on? It can't still be a thing. It is.
What is this?
It was like.
Oh, wait. One of them would have been Age of Empires, but guess what? We're getting more Age of Empires.
So I played this game called Combat Arms. I don't know if it was ever took off. I don't know if it was ever popular.
Oh, what is this?
But it was like a online.
Oh, no, I do remember this.
I liked it. Yeah,
the internet was just shit. Like, the internet was just bad.
Yeah, I remember having, like, I couldn't play it. Like, mm-hmm. my internet was so off, I couldn't, like, actually play it. But I miss that game. Oh, my gosh. Like, that's, like, stuff like that. Like, that's what I miss. I miss, like, these really, like, niche, like, very, like, very weird and out there games. Like,
let's go down and search Click Adventure games. Like Grim Fandango was a good one. I don't think it can make a sequel, but it was a good one.
Like Putt-Putt, that's what I miss about gaming in general, is like all these very weird, like very goofy, just like throwing stuff out there against the wall.
Yeah, just a lot of things lost to time due to like technology, you know?
Yeah, well, like MotorStorm, like I don't know if MotorStorm's still a thing, like MotorStorm 2 was a thing, but like, that's like, where's MotorStorm at? Yeah, bottom bank, there it is, 9 out of 10, that's what I'm talking about, baby.
This is everything now. This is everything. Finding this game that scarred me as a child is everything right now.
But that's what I'll say. Like, I don't think there are many off the top of my head.
This is some new game.
Where that's I'm too like, good looking. I think just like the games I did want sequels for are just so like far back in my head. Like, I don't even think about them anymore just because of all the games I've played since then. But Army of Two. Awesome game series. I recommend another season.
Yeah,
of Army of Two.
Didn't they make one recently? I thought it wasn't that good. I thought they made one.
There's like three of them now.
Yeah, didn't they make the third one the last? Like, look it up. The third one was in like the last 3 years, wasn't it? Like, it was like super not great.
It might have been, maybe.
Yeah,
it was on
360. I don't think I can find this game, which sucks because I want to know what's.
Oh, the
me.
Devil's Cartel. Yeah, that game was badass on 2013.
Oh, I heard it was bad.
Oh, it was all. Oh my god, it was awful. It was one of the worst games ever. But I mean, like, it was fun in the sense of.
Oh shit.
Like, but that's all I'm at. Like, aren't...
Well, I guess we're not going to know what scarred me as a child. Yeah. I guess I repressed it too much.
We'll find it. But I think there'd be, like, there aren't many games where I'm like, this needs a sequel. Just because I think I've seen so many more games, like, and I'm so used to so many sequels now that, like, for someone to be like, what is one game that didn't get a sequel? I'm like, I can't even think of one that doesn't get one anymore. Like, every game gets one now.
Oh, and... Rogue Squadron. No, Star Wars series, Rogue Squadron.
Oh,
yeah, Squad. Squad.
Rogue Squadron was good. Rebel Strike, yeah.
That one wasn't that good. Like, no. Rebel Strike was the one where there was also first-person shooting, right?
No, you was third-person. Like, you would run around on the map.
Or did I mean, there was shooting and the flying. That was okay.
It's
I was
not
think,
as
I was
good.
Thinking of...
I'll tell you, the shooting bits... like
what's
on
the one I was thinking when you said
like,
Rebel Strike?
On your
bad.
Feet are not as good as you remember.
It wasn't.
No.
But there was another game I was actually thinking of that wasn't Rebel Strike when you said that was just bad.
Commander. Yeah,
Commander.
There it is. Republic Commander.
That game wasn't good.
You're wrong.
The game wasn't good.
I quit. That is one of the
that
best.
That game wasn't good.
You're lying. That is one of the
it
best
It was fine.
Games.
It wasn't good.
That is one of the best games ever. I like how every sequel.
Star Wars Jedi Knight 2, Jedi Outcast, which I just remember we were supposed to play over the summer and didn't.
I really like how every single one of the games that were like dead set on that need a sequel are like Star Wars games. That just goes to tell you
how
Star Wars games are always marketable.
Well, Star Wars, here's the thing. Star Wars games also didn't just make the same game. They kept making different types of games in the Star Wars universe. So like, and what happened was they just spread too far out and like they couldn't consolidate resources on the ones that were doing well.
Yes.
So when one got canned, they just all got canned at the end. And so like, there was a lot like it's not that we want more Star Wars necessarily. We do want Star Wars because we're biased to that. But it's also the fact that these games were all different types of games. Like, the other avenue approaches, okay, so we named Jedi Outcast.
Yep.
We named Rogue Squadron.
Yep.
We named Battlefront.
Yep.
And we named, what was the other Star Wars one we named?
Republic Commando?
No. But then we said 1313. Huh?
1313.
1313, okay. So you have 1313 and Jedi Outcast. 1313 was like an Uncharted, right?
Yes.
You have Jedi Outcast, which is like an RPG story like Uncharted. So
yes.
It's kind of different, right? You have Rogue Squadron, which is a pilot simulator game.
Yes.
And you have Battlefront, which is like a multiplayer shooter.
Yep.
Because those are all different types of games.
Yes, that's why.
That's crazy. Like
that's why I think they're very, very, very good.
And then you have games like Old Republic, like an MMO. Like, yeah. Like,
I'll say that you never. Sometimes you just gotta think about games.
You have Lego Star Wars, which is also a good game. Like, as like it's a kid's game, but it's a good game.
I remember thinking Lego Star Wars will never take off. How wrong was
I? Oh, dude, I bought it immediately.
I've never been so wrong.
I was on board. You can make Boba Fett with a lightsaber. I was on board.
I would play Lego Star Wars today. That game is that good. I would play it again. They are. I don't think Lego games are as good as they used to be. Like, Lego Star Wars is perfect. Best, one of the best games I've ever played. Absolutely. But I think we have just...
I think we've exhausted our topics for the day.
I don't think we have to. We really went in depth with those sequels. I think
we had a good time today.
I really like fried my brain of like all the games I've ever played in my life. I realized how many there were.
Just eight racking your brain.
Yeah, I was just saying. Oh, bastard. But yeah, I just realized like how many games I've like actually played in my life.
All right, so you think your brain can still function to the ending correctly, or do you want me to?
No, I will never do the ending correctly, ever.
So I'm gonna do it.
Yeah, you go for it this time.
All right, thank you guys so much for listening or watching the Power Cycle Podcast. If you guys want to find out more about us, you can check out the rest of the channel, subscribe for more great daily content. But as always, we want to have a conversation with you guys. Let us know what you think about all these topics, some of your own games, things you could sequel, favorite games, or about how toxic we are. Down in the comment section down below. If you want to follow us, you can find me at the Mighty Mike.
You can find me at the Red Baron.
We also have a Twitter account if you don't want to follow like the subscriptions or the bells. We tweet out a few things, and mostly it's just the uploads. You can find Twitter in the description down below. You can find us on Facebook, where we put up promos for what's coming out, as well as news articles we like to share at facebook.com/yourentertainmentnetworkteam. Almost messed that up there. I think that's all. We're just looking forward to making some more content. Oh, news is starting up again soon. Get ready for hashtag news. Not fake news, just real news.
Real news.
Did I forget anything? It's been a while since we did the podcast, so that's the only reason I'm kind of self-doubting.
Only the fact that it's time to power down.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.